He's Justin Herbert. He is the Oregon Ducks quarterback and expected to go pretty high in the draft. He joins us on the program. Official height and weight, Justin?
6'6", 236.
Now, it's not 6'5 and a half, and then you round it up in the program?
No, it's actually, I think I grew a couple inches these past couple of years, so it's, I think it's an official 6'6".
Okay. Because there was a while there where we looked at if you were over 6'5", then we questioned that maybe people were too tall to be a quarterback. Have you heard that before?
I actually haven't. I got asked that one time, but not too often.
Where are you going to be on draft night?
I'll be in Eugene, Oregon, at my house.
Who else is going to be there?
My family will be there, and I think we've got pretty strict rules about no more than 10 people here, so. I think maybe my grandparents or we'll figure it out here soon.
And you get takeout, and then you have a little bit of a celebration. You don't have to wait that long to hear your name, which is good.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Can you tell fact from fiction who's telling you the truth? Like, who really wants you? Like, trying to sort all this stuff out that's pretty heady stuff even for grown-ups, let alone a 22-year-old.
It's pretty tough, and especially going through this for the first time. It's new territory for me, so all of that I'm doing, all I'm focusing on is doing my best and getting better, and whatever happens. I don't really have control over the situation, so just going to do my best and figure things out when they come.
Okay, if I said right now, your best guess of who would be drafting you is who?
I don't even know.
Just a feel. You have in your head, you probably go, man, I think they like me a lot.
At this point, I think it's too tough to tell. It's tough, and especially I've never really gone through this whole situation before, so I've tried to stay out of guesses and these projections and things like that. So just focus on what I can't control, and that's my attitude and what I'm doing, working out and stuff.
That's the right answer, by the way. That's the right answer.
Thank you.
Yes. Because you don't want to say, you know what, I think the Chargers really love me. And then all of a sudden the Dolphins draft you, or the other way around. You want to make sure you stay neutral, and I'll give you an A+. But by the way, you won the William Campbell Trophy. That's the academic Heisman. I want to know what the trophy looks like.
It looked like a guy punting the ball, I think.
Wait, is he holding a book or like... I mean, you got a punting trophy?
Yeah, so he's got both hands in the air, just like he punted the ball one leg up. And so it's not really what I expected. It's a trophy, though.
Did you even know that there was a academic Heisman?
I did, actually. I think Christian Wilkins won it the year before. And so I think... I kind of had an idea about it, and some people brought it up and said, you know, maybe you could win this. So we kind of had a fingers crossed, and fortunate that it worked out.
What's your major?
It was biology, but I switched it to general science, so it was more flexible with my schedule.
Biology sounds a little tougher. I get it. You wanted to ease up, senior year, mail it in, get some good grades, win the Heisman, academic Heisman. I'm right there with you. That's why I got into communications.
Exactly.
Was there ever a uniform that you said, I don't think this looks good?
I would say maybe the duck. We wore it in 2016, and we wore orange socks. And I had never really been a Beaver fan, and I think orange kind of went against our color schematic. So I think that one was kind of questionable. But I guess people really liked it, and everyone thought it looked good. So I guess I didn't complain too much.
Yeah, but how did orange get in there?
I think that's Puddles. Our mascot is his feet are orange, and so that's kind of how they did it.
There are a lot of people who did like that uniform, but I kept looking at the orange, going, "That you're Oregon and Oregon State. You can't have Oregon State in there."
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too.
Yeah, we're talking to Justin Herbert, the Oregon quarterback here. Where do you work out now?
In my backyard, actually. So I was sent some dumbbells, some barbells, and we've got a lot of free weights. And I've got two brothers to work out with me. And there's a field actually across the street that this great big open field that we go throw at. And sometimes we head up to this old park, and you can throw there up there as well. And kind of just figuring things out as best as we can.
You could go to the stadium. You're not that far away, couldn't you? You got the keys, don't
Everything's
you?
Everything's locked down, actually. Yeah. I actually went there and I got kicked out. So I haven't been able to go back.
Wait. Did you say, do you know who I am? Did you have your jersey on? Like, I'm the academic Heisman winner.
No, I was just throwing with my brothers, and they said, you know, new rules in Oregon, and I didn't want to fight it, so we took off and went and worked out somewhere else.
Favorite team growing up was who in the NFL?
It's kind of tough being from Eugene.
You're in no man's land, aren't you?
Yeah, a lot of West Coast teams. So it's, you got the 49ers, the Eagles, or not the Eagles, the Seahawks. The Raiders and a lot of these West Coast teams. So I don't know if I really had a favorite, but just kind of watching all the games that that we could get over on this coast.
What about favorite quarterback?
A lot of them. I would say Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and then I would say Marcus Mariota too, just growing up watching him, especially since he went to Oregon as well.
Isn't it weird? You'll be playing against Brady next year?
It's pretty surreal.
Right? Because then you can't fanboy. Like, what do you do if at the end of the game, do you wait for him to come to you, or do you go to him if you guys face each other?
I don't know. That's I got a lot of room to improve in before there, and a lot of places to go before I get there. So if it does happen like that, you know, I'm sure I'd search him out and shake his hand. And
what would you say?
I don't even know. Whatever comes to my mind, and probably just say good game. And
you might say, Mr. Brady, and then he would probably say, call me Tom, and then you would say, thank you, and then he'll say, hey, good luck with your career. I'll play the role of Brady, and you play you, okay? Now, let me see. You're going to be with the Chargers. I'll put you with the Chargers, hypothetically with the Chargers. Now, I'm saying this, not you. So you're with the Chargers, and I'm with Tampa Bay. I don't even know if we play, but let's say game is over, and we win in overtime, and you come in and you get some playing time with Tyrod Taylor. So I go, hey, just want to say good luck with your career. And then you'll say.
I'll say thank you very much. It's been an honor to watch you, and good luck with you for the rest of you as well.
Okay. And then Tom's already gone. So by the time he says, hey, good luck, and then when you – start to say what you're going to say, then he just turns around and he probably leaves. But that's good. That's the way you got to handle. You're ready to go.
Progress.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to be on the field, but you're ready to go with answering the questions here. That's good stuff here.
Thank you.
When you go through this process, and every year, as many, and I've been doing this a long time, and as many prospects as I talk to, it's hard to read all of the criticism. Even if you try to stay away from it, if your mom or your brothers or your, you know, somebody's reading it, and then they might tell you. How does that information get to you if you don't want to know about it, but you're still going to hear about it?
Yeah, it's tough. You have to have thick skin, and I think it comes with the territory of being a quarterback and going through this process. But if it doesn't come from someone that directly has an impact on me, like Coach Cristobal, Coach Arroyo, or even my parents, then I don't give too much credit to it. And I think that's pretty important, because there's so much being said about everyone at any given moment. And you got to find out what's important and what has value and what doesn't. You have to separate them like that.
But when you're called unfailingly polite, how do you respond to that?
I would say that if they knew me, I'm probably not too polite. And especially if you ask my brothers and some of my friends, they'd probably tell you differently.
But that's not a bad thing to be polite, is it? Your mom must go, oh, that's a wonderful thing for you to hear.
I think she's probably pretty proud of it.
unfailingly polite.
I think it's tough. Yeah.
What do you use that first paycheck on? Is there any big splurge here?
I'll probably save it or help my parents out with whatever they need. I've never really been big into spending things and buying things, but I'll probably save it or help them out.
Well, if they haven't paid off the house, that'd be a pretty cool thing.
Could be pretty helpful.
Oh, yeah. That's where, you know what? You don't get them anything until you can pay off the house, and then you just say, hey, by the way, put a big red bow on the house, and it's yours. See, I'm going to help you out here. I know you got agents, so you got people helping you here, but I can help you. I can be your sensei. I can be your Mr. Miyagi and help you out with all of this stuff because you're going to need it. Needed the first couple of years there. Yeah, pretty.
It'll be tough.
The thing that you do better than the other quarterbacks in the draft is what?
I think that's a tough question. I would say that I haven't spent enough time, and unfortunately we're not given enough time every week to completely study the other quarterbacks, so I can't tell you what I do exactly better than them because I haven't watched enough of them. But what I can tell you is what I think I do well myself, and I think I pride myself on preparation, and I really go into each week, and I know exactly what we're going to do and going to have a good shot at what the opponent's going to do. And I think arm strength is another thing that I've got, and I think that both those things are pretty important to the quarterback position.
It's amazing that Joe Burrow and Tua and Jordan Love all told me the things that they do better than you. They couldn't wait. So that's odd that you don't want to.
Apologize.
The performance in the Rose Bowl, pretty emotional for you. Why do you think it was so emotional when, you know, at the end of that game?
I think from going 4-8 our freshman year, and losing so many guys and going through three head coaches. And it was the same group of guys that I came in with and wanted to finish this year out. And one of the big reasons I decided to come back and just to be there and be in the stadium and just kind of have a couple moments to myself and kind of look around and reflect. I didn't think it got any better than that. And to be able to celebrate with those guys, with the teammates, with our coaches, the city of Eugene and the state of Oregon, a pretty special moment.
Yeah, and you grow up not very far from campus, and you know you have the people in your family tree who played there, and then you run for three touchdowns. I mean, a pretty emotional moment. I can imagine that. But hey, you're going to have a lot of moments ahead of you, and we wish you luck. And certainly with that William Campbell Trophy, you've already been a big winner here, the academic Heisman winner. What more could you ask for?
Thank you.
Yeah. Justin, thank you for joining us, and good luck on draft night.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Justin Herbert. I can't help but think that it's the next Matt Stafford. Like, he sort of sounds like him, size-wise, probably athleticism, arm, the whole thing. I don't know. Just get that Matthew Stafford feel with Justin Herbert. I was also looking at some of the numbers with him and what he did against good competition, because there's, you know, everybody's going to have their issues with him. Is he consistent enough? Can he make all the throws? He's a great athlete here. Over the past two seasons, Justin Herbert had strong numbers versus the toughest opponents. So his numbers against top 25 teams since 2011, 65.5% completion percentage, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 4 rushing touchdowns, including the 3 in the Rose Bowl and the win against Wisconsin. You know, what hurts him is the line of quarterbacks, predecessors at Oregon. You know, Chris Miller, Achilles Smith, Joey Harrington, Marcus Mariota, Dennis Dixon also. I thought Dennis Dixon was going to be a good pro. I really enjoyed watching him.